Blessed to be with you. K Millie in the morning. Mayhem in the AM with KM. Coming up, we're going to speak to a lady who's traveling across the country for a great cause. Joining us from Niagara Falls, New York. If you've never been there, she'll give us her firsthand insight on that one. Just another way that we're always trying to promote the great works of the people of the Treasure Valley, of the people of Idaho. We're joined now by Joni Purcell, who is in New York. Joni, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Not bad, but I'm home here in the Treasure Valley. You're traveling across the country, and you're a mom, a grandmother, and a Harley enthusiast. What's going on?
Well, a trip to Maine to have lobsters turned into a fundraiser for Parkinson's, and we're out having fun traveling and seeing the sights to go to Maine and eat a lobster because I heard it was really good there.
Well, you got to be careful, you know, in that New England sphere, because the weather can turn on you while you're in New York. But let's talk a little bit about this 34-day North American tour and why it's important to raise money for Parkinson's disease, Joni.
I think because there is a lot of work that needs to be done with research and patient care. Coupled with Blake Simmons at Simmons Fine Jewelry when I was doing a 401k meeting for he and his employees. And he asked me about the ride and wanted to know if I'd be open to adding a fundraiser to it. His grandpa passed away from complications. Deb Pollack, she is DriveTowardTheCure.org's founder. Her mom passed away from complications. One of my best friends, Kim Kidwell, was diagnosed in 2018, and that makes it pretty personal. And there are a lot of people that have it, and we need to do more to find out if we can cure it. I think they're finding out more what causes it, which is great, because if we know what that is, we can maybe have medications that could save people's lives.
And most people don't understand just that you can die from Parkinson's.
Usually complications from Parkinson's is how they pass away. It doesn't, my understanding, I'm not a doctor. I pretend to be sometimes. But Parkinson's is, it's hard and it's long and it takes a toll on one's life, but it really never kills them. It's complications that actually cause them to pass away.
Well, truly, whatever we can do and what you're doing right now. So how did this all begin? I mean, traveling the country, now you're on your Harley, right?
I am. Oof. So many years ago, probably 10 years ago, I said, I want to go to Maine and have a lobster because it was a long ways to ride, and I love to ride. It's my therapy and the best therapist I think I've ever had. And I just thought that was fun. So it's been on my bucket list. And after COVID, I just thought, you know, there's no better time but to do it now. So why am I waiting? And this is the year that I decided to go. And I'm traveling with a really good guy friend that I've ridden with since 2002. And we're going to make it to Maine because this has also been on his bucket list. My husband, Clyde, is currently following us in a chase car. And we'll get to say goodbye to him in about 2.5 weeks because he's got to head back home. And we'll be coming home we're going to go to Nova Scotia after Maine and then into Quebec, Ontario, drop down to St. Marie, and then head back across the northern states to get home. I think it happened because some things just find you. And this just found me, and I'm happy to be a conduit to help raise money. I believe we're just shy of 10,000. People are donating that I have no idea who they are. But it's been fun meeting the people we've met along the way and encouraging us and thanking us because everybody seems to have somebody that they know.
Joni Purcell joining us, Kevin Mill in the morning, KIDO Talk Radio. She's riding. Do you call it riding or driving across the country?
Riding.
Oh, You're riding across the country. So you started in Idaho. What states did you go through? And what have you seen that have added to your bucket list to help cure Parkinson's disease?
The scenery is beautiful. Living life is amazing. We have an opportunity to enjoy it. We're not suffering from some disease that isn't curable. But we left Boise on May 9th in a snowstorm and a rainstorm. We went down through Utah, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois. That's backwards, but ask me where I was on day 4. I have no idea. I can't remember. But we're having a good time, and people seem to be – Buffalo, there are no motorcycles on the road, but people feel respectful. Like, who are the two idiots on motorcycles going down this horribly busy road and being very patient at our last-minute decisions? Oh, we got to turn there, or we need to turn here. So we have angels watching over us also.
Well, if people would like to find out more information or donate, what can they do?
The website is drivetowardacure.org/Joni, J-O-N-I.
And again, where are you right now?
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah. Have you been to Niagara Falls yet?
We did. We went last night, and it's something you have to see. Pictures don't do it justice. It's an experience everyone should have an opportunity to enjoy because it's massive, it's big, and we were reading about it on the internet, finding out how many people actually try to go over the falls or have attempted, and how many people have committed suicide off of those falls. It's interesting to look at the history of Niagara Falls, but it's massive, and it's the wall of water coming over it's grand. So we did get to do that last night, and we'll be in Maine in 3 days. I'm not sure where we're going to make it today, but we're going to be taking off soon and continue our ride.
Well, before you go, though, it was pretty steep, and it's pretty loud there, right, Niagara Falls?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And how many people have been in barrels and gone over, didn't survive? People who have survived, how did they survive? It's a crazy place with a lot of stories to go with it.
What about you?
You should go.
Are you going over in a barrel?
Oh, no. I might just take my Harley and see if I can jump it like Evel Knievel did in Twin Falls, you know, over the
right. Yeah,
over the falls there.
We just wanted to make sure. So I know it gets tough on the road and it's very stressful, and you've talked about the joy, but I'm sure it's not an easy thing that you're doing traveling across the country.
It's not. A couple days into it, I thought, what have I committed to? Because this is... it's going to be a lot. And yet it feels like we left yesterday. You just hunker down when you have to and be glad that you're on an open road with a lot of freedom and your thoughts, the smell, the colors. Missouri was surprisingly beautiful. I saw it as a kid, but I was so blown away by how beautiful and green. Illinois is beautiful. In Illinois, we had, you know, there's always roadkill, so that's not such a pleasant smell. But there's this turtle crossing the road, and the car in front of us missed it. I missed it. My buddy Mike missed it. My husband missed it. And I thought, you know, at the speed he's traveling, he's going to make it to the other side without somebody smashing him. But I'd never seen a turtle cross a road before. You know, it was kind of comical. I didn't know they had that many turtles there.
Well, you learn something every day.
You do.
Joni,
you really do.
Joni, we wish you well. The website one more time. And for people just tuning in to KIDO Talk Radio, we want to have you back on your adventures. But ask for help.
Thank you. So it's drivetowardacure, facebook.com/Joni, J-O-N-I.
Joni, take care. Be safe. And hello to your husband and your traveling partner.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
You as well. There we have it. Joni Purcell on the road fighting Parkinson's. Kevin Miller, KIDO Talk Radio.